playing well. We want to give him more minutes. In the other sense, we're saying, I don't know that we're necessarily getting. I mean, at what point is it diminishing returns? But it's, we had the other problem in the Sac game, and in one of the other two, either Washington or Charlotte, was very pronounced. Like our plus minus with the first group on the floor, and our plus minus with the other guys was absolutely night and day. In two of those three games, so we got to solve that. We got to mix the rotation a little bit better. Clearly, Damian coming back will help that. Mm-hmm. But that was only last night. Damian only missed one game. Right? Yeah. That was only last night. So, but we need to. We don't have to outscore people, but we need to, at least tread water when we sub and they sub. And it's, if we can pick up points, great, but we can't get 11-0'd or, a 10-2 or something like that. Because, it's, not being smart, it's hard for us to make up that many points. And sometimes, we're doing a decent enough job getting to where we are. So we got to, it's always that we're going good. And we're saying, we always have that debate at the three-minute timeout. Hey, we're going pretty good now. We had a rotten start last night, I think, primarily because of Nick. I mean, the game was sloppy as hell, but Nick it was the absolute wrong thing that could have happened, taking him out of the game right off the bat. But we weathered that and got back in it, and then it was the old, now we're on a little bit of a run. Do we start, we kind of dug our way all the way back into it. I'm saying, oh, here we go again. If we put two or three guys in and it slips, is that gonna? So we have to handle that better. But against the guys we're playing now, we need both. Forget about it. It's not like we're gonna be able to, hold our own. And we're gonna need good production from both groups, from the starters and the bench. We're gonna need a lot of people to step up. We're not beating any of these guys without four, five, six guys having good games. Not one or two guys. So, I think Damian getting back would be significant. I think Danielle's going to be okay. I think he's going to be playing in pain is what he's going to be playing. I don't know whether it'll go away or what, but chondromalacia is one of those, the patella just, it hurts. So it's, we'll see what he's like. And Mo's, have we released Mo yet? Have we released that? Are we close? Are we doing it? I'm not even sure.
No, I think we are.
Yeah, okay. I shouldn't have said anything without checking with Kurt, but no, Mo's going to be back in the D-League, so we are going to either be bumping Jeff or spinning those four. If Danielle can't play, well then clear cut, Jeff or Ron's going to have to play some four. Mm-hmm. If Danielle can play, then we still have four bigs. That's not the worst thing. So
Mo's going back today, or?
I think today. Be honest with you, I never checked it after last night. I haven't asked Scotty today. My impression is yes, and I could be wrong as usual.
Didn't see a whole lot of time when he's up here, and you had mentioned that you guys kind of already have a pretty good feel about what he can do based on what he's done in Idaho. But did you guys not want to see more of him up here? Or
no, it was more me than anybody else. I just think that Mo has improved individually, in my opinion, significantly since the beginning of the year. And the thing that has given him the biggest cause, more so than his what he did in practice here. Hey, Tim. What he did in practice here and what he did pre and post practice with the individual guys was getting meaningful playing time and having some success. And I just thought that yanking him in and out and playing him however I was going to play him here, or the possibility of it not being, real good and him being able to play through his mistakes, I just didn't see it helping him. We're going to play Mo 30 minutes, and I still want to look at Francisco. I still want to look at Danielle. We still want to continue to play Johan. So, we're crazy. We're fighting the same battle, how much we're going to do. It's not going to change what we think about Mo at all. Mm-hmm. Mo's going to be here. He's improving. He's going to get more meaningful playing time, be a bigger part of what they're doing down there, especially since Allred's gone. Now he goes down, it's even a little more different than when he was there. And this way, Brian gets to use him for five games before the year's out, and he gets to sink or swim with them in the playoffs, like where he's going to be a factor in what they do. So I'm just saying, he's not going to get more out of playing. He's played in some NBA games, and he's not going to get more out of playing in these games, and it's not going to change at all what our plans for him are for the summer or for next year. So I just said, the D-League's been a win-win thing for him, and, you know, that's it. If we had the same group we started the year with, mm-hmm. you know, and we didn't need to look at Kurt anymore or Weezy anymore, something like that, maybe I'd be pulling some of those guys out and saying, let Mo have at it. But I still think it's important for us to give Francisco some minutes, and you know, Francisco's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, mm-hmm. and Danielle's with us next year. So, I mean, I'd rather give the minutes to those guys, to be honest with you. And not even in terms of winning and losing or anything like that. Just in terms of, to me, the best thing for Mo the whole year has been his playing in the D-League and feeling good about himself and being one of the main reasons. And they won all those games in a row and that whole thing. And to throw him out there, even if we decided to play him 25 minutes a game for our last six games, and then I don't even know what their rules are. I think you got to be there for a couple of, I mean, sure, he'd make the minimum, but I don't know if they have a rule you got to be there for the last couple of games. But I know for Brian, it probably wouldn't have been good for us to, you know, finish the year and then say, all right, here you got Mo now, and he doesn't even remember their plays or whatever the hell. So I just think the D-League has been a good thing for Mo, and it will continue to be. And we're going to get a chance to look, you know, we're also going to get a chance to see him a little bit. I mean, Brian and Mark were already down, as were, you know, Paul and Scotty and Sam, but a couple of us will get a chance to see him now that didn't get a chance before. So, I'm hoping that, again, the D-League experience will be a much more positive help his growth more than whatever minutes he was going to get here. He doesn't have anything to prove. I'm happy where Mo's at, mm-hmm. and I think he can go forward even a little bit more by playing in the D-League, more so than by playing here. So.